Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Lawmakers in the Northeast continue to call for more authority to deal with drones, as federal authorities say the devices first spotted over New Jersey pose no imminent threat. But Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey says more needs to be done.
Sheriff Golden wrote me a few days ago requesting legislation to empower the state police to seriously protect at-risk persons and infrastructure, and if necessary, bring down a dangerous drone or drones. I am now drafting that bill and will soon introduce it.
For the first time on record, San Francisco was under a tornado warning Saturday. None were reported, but there was an 83-mile-an-hour wind gust at the international airport. One tornado did touch down north of Santa Cruz. President Biden spoke with South Korea's acting president. The country's in a political crisis after the parliament voted to impeach the sitting prime minister. And President-elect Trump watched Navy upset Army at the annual Navy-Army football game. This is ABC News.
The Bucks advance to the finals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the NBA Cup in Las Vegas, the Bucks with a 110-102 win over Atlanta. So how did Milwaukee's Andre Jackson Jr. and the Bucks do to slow down the Hawks' Trae Young, who had 35 points? Doc Rivers.
You know, our game plan was to try to make him play against one-on-one. Dre deserves a lot of credit. Trae can have those games where it can hurt you. When he does that, he's not helping anybody else. And so that's what we're trying to do as much as we can. I thought we did a pretty good job of it.
The Bucks face the Thunder Tuesday night at 7:30. In the championship game. College hoops, Wisconsin over Butler, 83-74. Number 6 ranked Marquette upset, losing on the road to Dayton, 71-63. NFL, Packers and the Seahawks tonight on Sunday Night Football. I asked Jaden Reed if quarterback Jordan Love is doing a better job of finding the open receiver.
Yeah, no doubt. J Love does a great job of identifying and, you know, finding the open man, you know, when we have to adjust the route. Yeah, no doubt.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some patchy fog. Southeast winds 5 to 15 and highs in the middle 30s. Overnight, clouds will stay with us. South winds turning a bit gusty, lows in the lower 30s. Could see a little light snow Monday afternoon, otherwise highs staying in the mid-30s. Currently 29 degrees.
Hey, did you know there are only 2 weekends left before the holiday, including this one? Not a lot of time, but lucky for you, Macy's is having a one-day sale right now. So your weekend should include a trip to Macy's, where you'll find great gift deals, like 20 to 50% off beauty and fragrance from Drybar, Lancome, and Shiseido. Plus, this is the only weekend to earn Macy's money. That's another great reason to shop Macy's one-day sale before, well, you're all out of weekends to shop. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This week on Viewpoints.
President Biden leaves office with a storied record of achievement in climate change. As President Trump enters office, that achievement may be at great risk.
How could President Trump reshape environmental policy during his second term? Then,
the bad guys are pretending to sell things, pretending to be a store, an online store usually. And all they're really doing is trying to get your money.
How to avoid being scammed this holiday season. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight. And you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
As former President Trump gets ready to start his second term, many Americans are wondering what policies he plans to pursue around key issues like the economy, immigration, and the environment. After a streak of high temperatures around the world, this year is almost certain to be the warmest on record. That's according to research from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. During his time in office, President Biden implemented several policies aimed at combating global warming. But what do we know about the agenda for the incoming administration?
President Biden was the most active president on fighting climate change. Of course, he had two major pieces of legislation passed, the Inflation Reduction Act, as well as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. Both of those laws provided money and incentives for clean energy and building resilience to a warming world. So President Biden leaves office with a storied record of achievement in climate change. As President Trump enters office, that achievement may be at great risk.
That's Alice Hill, David M. Rubenstein Senior Fellow for Energy and the Environment at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Hill mentioned, President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law in 2022. The New York Times described the legislation as, quote, the largest ever federal law aimed at addressing climate change. It invested $350 million in helping manufacturers, real estate developers, builders, and other corporations report and substantially lower their carbon and greenhouse gas emissions. But Hill says President-elect Trump will likely roll back these policies early in his second term.
It's unclear, however, how many of these provisions in the law President Trump could claw back. Many of the funds provided under the Inflation Reduction Act ended up in Republican-leaning states. Those funds were designed to juice or to grow clean energy in places across the nation. It seems unlikely that Republican governors would want to see those monies disappear and those efforts close up.
Hill says many experts agree that the president-elect is also likely to pull out of the Paris Agreement, a landmark international treaty that requires countries to keep global warming below 2 degrees Celsius. During his first term, then-President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the accord, citing economic concerns. President Biden rejoined on his first day in office, but with Trump back in office, the U.S. could once again walk away from the global commitment.
President Trump may even decide to pull out the United States from all U.N. negotiations on climate. That's on the international front. Here in the United States, domestically, it's anticipated that he will roll back measures that the EPA has pushed forward to contain pollution from, for example, power plants. He will probably also attempt to undo certain choices that have been made by the Biden administration to invest in clean energy and resilience. There's also a concern that there could be a rollback of scientific inquiry with regard to climate change.
During his first presidency, Trump received pushback from cabinet members regarding his climate policies. But Barry Rabe, professor of environmental policy at the University of Michigan, says that may be less likely this time around.
It is a group that has expressed some real skepticism that climate change is a serious issue or a serious matter warranting a policy response. Assuming that carries over, it could be a very hostile environment for any policies designed to reduce reliance on fossil fuels, reduce the release of greenhouse gases.
Trump and his cabinet won't just shape climate policy in the U.S. American policy will have global implications.
This November, the United Nations held their 29th annual Climate Change Conference, otherwise known as COP29. Typically, the U.S. has a major voice at this event, but this year was different. Hill explains that President Biden sent negotiators on America's behalf, but there was a sense that any agreements made might be voided once Trump begins his term.
The election of President Trump certainly cast a shadow over the conference. President Trump has widely asserted skepticism regarding climate change, at times calling it a hoax, a scam. He's indicated that he does not believe it is of significant threat and promises to undo some of the provisions that Biden has put forward.
Going into this year's conference, the stated goal was to increase funding for developing countries to help them transition from fossil fuels to cleaner energy sources.
So they settled on an agreement for $300 billion per year. The developing world used that with some skepticism because previously in 2009, there was a promise from the developed world to give $100 billion a year, and they have struggled to honor that. They didn't meet it till 2022, after the deadline from which they had promised to meet it. And this time, there's similar skepticism, and there's a feeling from expressed by the developing world that this amount is just too low.
And that wasn't the only controversy. Right now, China is defined by the UN as a developing country, even though they have the world's second largest economy. The country is also currently the biggest emitter of greenhouse gases. This designation means they have no obligation to cut emissions or provide help to poorer countries. With America's role in global climate talks uncertain, many are looking to China in hopes they can become the world's next climate leader. Rabe explains.
China has been very reluctant to be treated as an advanced economy, one where it would actually have to contribute funds and leadership in some of these areas. So that's one of the issues, but then there are others, especially when you begin to think about the possibility of tens or hundreds of billions of dollars each year, possibly well more than that. Who pays that? And then who decides of all the nations in the world that might benefit from that, who should get assistance? Should China continue to get assistance? India, smaller nations, how do you measure that? It's hard to reach agreements on that in a couple of weeks in such a combustive, intensive environment.
Rabe says historically the world has looked to the U.S. for leadership on climate policy, but as he explains, other countries now have the opportunity to take charge and create new environmental policy.
Do other nations use this as an opportunity to simply shirk and say, we're out because the United States is backing away? Or do they up their game and think of other coalitions? We're even beginning to see early stages where trade partners like Brazil, Australia, Canada, the European Union, the UK, are beginning to think about different types of realignments, even possibly working in a more cooperative way with China, which produces all of this carbon-friendly technology, including electric vehicles, that we're trying to block in the United States. Could American disengagement actually fuel greater collaboration between some of these other nations? We don't know that yet, but it is striking just in the weeks following the election. There may be ways that other nations of the world will pick up the pace if the U.S. backs away.
To find out more about Barry Rabe, Alice Hill, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galante. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, tips for avoiding online scammers during the holiday shopping season and all year round when Viewpoints returns.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of six original recipe tenders and six pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
Two large sides and three sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay, the KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Roll Charmin Ultra Strong when you drop in the beat. It cleans way less effort on your seat. Yeah. Roll it. Drop it. Yeah.
Yeah, roll it, drop it.
Okay.
Charmin flows extra strong from the rope. Get your butt hella clean while you're sitting on the bowl. Yeah, it's all you need for that bathroom groove. Get you in and out without nothing to prove.
Charmin Ultra Strong cleans better so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1-5-25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This time of year, you may be busy checking items off your holiday shopping list. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of finding the perfect present or looking for the best deal. But while you're focused on your online shopping, scammers may be looking for new opportunities to take advantage of unsuspecting consumers. According to the Federal Trade Commission, consumers reported losing more than $10 billion to fraud last year, and that figure is likely an underestimate. Many people either don't know where to report their losses or feel embarrassed to do so. But there are steps you can take to protect yourself and your loved ones while shopping this holiday season.
The holiday scams that we're obviously going to be starting to see even more now do break down into a couple different main types. One of them is the online shopping scam. And that is where the bad guys are pretending to sell things, pretending to be a store, an online store usually. And all they're really doing is trying to get your money.
That's John Miller Steiger, director of the East Central Region of the Federal Trade Commission. He says if you're doing business with an online store for the first time, do a little research before hitting that checkout button.
Do a search online for the name of the company that you're dealing with and a word like complaint or scam. One of the great things about the internet is that people share their experiences. And it may be that someone has already fallen victim to these guys and has posted out there, hey, watch out for company Z. It's a scam. It's important to know where you're shopping, what kind of information there is available to you so that you can make sure, all right, this is an established company or an established seller, I should say. And if things don't work out, I know how to reach them. If I need to complain, if I want to get my money back or tell them that it wasn't delivered or is delivered broken, those kinds of protections are important no matter where you're shopping.
Many of us do more online shopping this time of year, and we may be getting more packages delivered than usual. Steiger warns that one scam to look out for has to do with fake shipping notifications. You might get an email or a text from what looks like UPS or the Postal Service saying your package can't be delivered. But if you click on the link, it's not from the carrier at all. The USPS has warned about this scam, saying the company will never send texts or emails without a customer first requesting a tracking number.
We are all, you know, for ordering a bunch of things, it's this great convenience that we'll get texts or emails from the legitimate companies letting us know, okay, your product is prepared, your product is shipped, it should be there this next day. It's very helpful. But the bad guys know this, right? And so they will do the same thing. They will send out texts that have very convincing graphics or emails that have very convincing graphics. It is virtually free for them to do this, so it's easy for them to do. And what they're hoping is that when you get these, you'll think, oh, well, this is one of my many orders. There's a problem with it. Let me just click on this attachment or click on this link and find out what's going on. And as soon as you do that, that's when they have you. And there's a couple of different ways that they can do harm.
When you click links in texts or emails, it can allow bad actors to install software on your computer or phone, giving them access to your data. Steiger explains you might not know your information has been compromised until it's too late.
Which is why it's really important that we should never just click on a link that we get or open up an attachment that we get. If something seems like it might be a problem that we need to follow up on, what we advise people is to go to the company independently. In other words, don't click on the link that you get from something that seems like it's UPS. Go to the UPS website on your own and look up your information that way. They know that we are moving at 100 miles an hour and have so many different things that we're looking at. They're hoping that we just, you know, one time, you know, it just takes that one time that we click without thinking. Take a close look at the text or email. There often are clues where it came from and it wasn't real. We often tell people to do what we call a mouse over. So if you're on your computer, you take the pointer of your mouse and just hover over the link where the email was coming from or the link that they want you to click on. Don't click on it, just point at it. And at the bottom of your screen, it should tell you where the link is really going or where the email is really from.
If you do open a text or an email from a scammer by accident, the best thing to do is mark it as spam and delete it. Of course, fraudsters work year-round, so it's important to be on guard throughout the year. Steiger says another type of scam to look out for is so-called imposter scams. According to the FTC, consumers lost approximately $2 billion in these scams alone last year.
What we used to see is that the scammer would impersonate either a government, where from the IRS, there's a problem with your return, give us your social security number, something like that. Or they would impersonate a company like Amazon. There's a problem with your order. What we're seeing now is that they are combining those two. So you will get an email or a call or a text saying, for example, that there's a problem with your order. It's been connected with money laundering. And the first thing is the scammers know that if you're scared, you're going to make rash decisions. So they try to get you scared. They try to tell you there's something urgent going on. So they've got the person scared now. Oh, you know, there's something wrong with my account. It's tied up with criminal activity. I need to fix it. What can I do? And then the scammer says, well, don't worry. We're working with a federal agency. We can help you out. Hold on for a moment and I'll transfer you.
The scammer will then pass you along to another person who claims to be from a federal agency.
It's a 1-2 punch where the first contact gets you scared, so you're not thinking as clearly as you otherwise would. And then the second one says, but here's the help. And you're, you know, you grasp on desperately to get that help. But in the meantime, it's scammers trying to get your information or trying to get your money.
Steiger says modern day scamming isn't all that different from the old days of stagecoach and bank robberies. It all comes down to bad guys trying to separate you from your money.
It's the old wine and new bottle. They are constantly evolving. They're looking at the news. They're looking at technology, trying to see what's the best way that we can get consumers scared, acting quickly, and giving us their information.
If you do fall victim to a scam, don't berate yourself. It happens to millions of people every year. The first thing you should do is contact your credit card company or bank immediately. Then you can report the scam to the Federal Trade Commission so they can keep track of the latest tactics, scams, and bad actors. To find out how to report fraud or to learn more about John Miller Steiger and all of our guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is brought to you by Progressive. Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop, D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line. Plus, four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all can take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with auto pay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. For more than a decade, environmental advocates have been warning about the potential impacts of overconsumption in the fashion industry. In the United States alone, it's estimated that 11.3 million tons of textile waste, about 85% of all textiles, end up in landfills every year. That's according to the Environmental Protection Agency. The process of producing new clothes includes other drawbacks like the use of harmful dyes and microplastics and contributing to an increase in greenhouse gas emissions. Meanwhile, many so-called fast fashion brands have prioritized underpaid labor and cheap material over sustainability and durability. Amid the rise of online shopping and the increased popularity of social media trends around fashion, thrift stores and thrifting apps have surged in popularity. Secondhand shopping might seem like a good alternative to traditional retail. It's also marketed as more eco-friendly and sustainable. But in reality, that may not be the case. Visit any thrift store today, and you might notice racks packed with clothing from fast fashion brands like Shein, Fashion Nova, or H&M. The overconsumption of cheap fashion and constant changes in what's trendy mean more donations to secondhand shops. But it also means an influx of low-quality clothes arriving faster than can be sold. This can lead to higher operating costs for thrift stores, overflowing inventory, and more clothes ending up in landfills. We can't combat all the environmental implications of fast fashion by shopping secondhand, but we can make more eco-conscious decisions that reduce waste by buying less, donating used clothes directly to nonprofits, and supporting brands that use green materials and sustainable practices. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Shawn Mendes has been famous since he was a tween. His 2015 album Handwritten made him the youngest artist since Justin Bieber to top the Billboard 200 album chart, and his top hits include songs like Stitches and Treat You Better. But since his initial run at pop stardom, he's been pivoting his career toward a sound that's more indie rock than teen pop. His latest album is his fifth. It's titled Shawn, and it finds him working to create intimate folky songs with real heft in his best outing to date. More introspective and mature than any of his previous work, Shawn sees Mendes struggling with his place in the world, just 26, but somehow a decade into his music career. Mendes reflects on the fallout of a breakup, the death of a childhood friend, and his ideas about himself. The album seems to take inspiration from Mendes's friend and mentor John Mayer's own folky Americana albums Born and Raised in Paradise Valley, with some dashes of the solo Paul McCartney album Ram. The results of Mendes's effort are an album that just works. It's concise and honest. On the song Why, Mendes seems to take some measure of joy in his own searching. I don't know why, he repeats with increasingly triumphant confidence over a thumping drum and a catchy guitar riff. No longer churning out manufactured pop hits, the album Sean proves the former tween star Shawn Mendes is now a grown-up, and he's fully in control of his music. I'm Evan Rook.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay, the KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Well, wrong again. Last week I was so sure we were going to have some great early ice conditions, just waiting for the wind to lay down and let cold take over, then the snow. Then not too cold. Was there ice fishing? Yes. Was it great? For the few that found safe fishable ice, not great, but good. Problem with some of the ice that started to form, unformed. Holes opened up in areas that had freshly skimmed, and some areas got soft flowing, warm and rain Sunday. The bright side is that our areas of 3 to 5 plus inches of ice, and anglers have done well for walleye, pike, bluegills, and crappies where safe ice is allowed angling. Walleye, very good. Shallow water, 3 to 6 feet, just after dusk. Shiners on tip-ups is water a bit shallow for most jigging wrap techniques. The northern pike is also very good. Shallow weeds from early morning and on. Medium large shiners and 3 to 8 feet of green weeds. The bluegill is also very good. Good numbers of nice gills in the 7 to 8 inch range over mud and cabbage flats in 3 to 8 feet starting the mid-morning through the late afternoon. Crappie is good. Not as many reports as the bluegill, but some anglers finding crappies in 6 to 8 feet of weeds using Gopa Live minnows and horizontal jigs. We have forecasts of some snow, but also temps coming in below 0 or just barely over. That should give us a base where we need to lock up some good ice. Following that, a mild weekend, but hopefully not so much it hurts. Lesson is, I'm too old to use comments like, it's on like Donkey Kong, never even played it when I was young. I'll stick to the verbiage I'm used to, like 23 Skidoo and Cat's Meow. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck, anglers. Stay safe.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offer in our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some patchy fog. Southeast winds 5 to 15 and highs in the middle 30s. Overnight clouds will stay with us. South winds turning a bit gusty. Lows in the lower 30s. Could see a little light snow Monday afternoon. Otherwise, highs staying in the mid 30s. Currently 29 degrees.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no.
The eyes in my plastic cup. I say yes, ma'am, fill her up. Tell me something good that I don't know. Cause this world's been kicking my behind. Life ain't been a friend of mine. Lately I've been feeling kinda low. And she looked back over her shoulder, pointed at the sign hanging up on the wall. Say everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink. Everything's gonna be
nodded my head and said that's for sure. Dropped a few bucks in the mason jar. Felt those good old neon vibes on me. Whatever monkey that was on my back, he jumped off just like that, right into the deep blue sea. And I look back over her shoulder, thinking about the sun hanging up on the wall. Let's say everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be
their variety.
98Q Country.
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Country.
it's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season. Come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be parties for hosting,
marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch-offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road. We'll make you wanna let your head down. Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See you. Find a cheap flight, little 7-11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just a little. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a two-lane road. Do I make you wanna let your hair down? Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you want? Do I make you turn into somebody else? Do you feel like you can finally be yourself? Baby, tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now. But we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now. Just wanna take it there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Around.
Tell me, do I make you wanna?
Listen on the air.
Every day. That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Pair of jeans. She looks great in cheap sunglasses. She looks great in anything. She's, I want a piece of chocolate. Take me to a movie. She's, I can't find a thing to wear. Now and then she's moody. She's a Saturn with a sunroof, with her brown hair blowing. She's a soft place to land and a good feeling known. She's a warm conversation that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on. Cause she's everything. Saturday out on the town, and a church girl on Sunday. She's a cross around her neck and a cuss word cause it's Monday. She's a bubble bath and candles. Baby, come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine and she's feeling kinda tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be and the stealer of the covers. She's a picture in my wallet and my unborn children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding when I'm on my knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer, and she's the song that I'm playing. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. And I talk about her, I go on and on and on, cause she's everything. She's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes, I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need. She's everything.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said this has gone too far after drone reports caused slow airport traffic at Stewart Airport north of New York City Friday. New Jersey officials say they need more federal authority to deal with the drone sightings, but federal authorities are saying something else, says ABC's Raina Roy.
The FBI also getting involved here, saying less than 100 of 5,000 tips required further investigation. Federal officials reaffirming there is no obvious threat or criminal activity, but also admitting there are drones flying over New Jersey that cannot be identified and calling the public response a slight overreaction.
President Biden spoke with South Korea's acting president, that country in a political crisis after voting to oust the president over his decision to declare martial law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. has been in touch with the rebel group that ousted Syria's leader, even though the U.S. has designated that group a terror organization. This is ABC News.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Sunday Night Football. The Packers and the Seahawks tonight in Seattle. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney if he's ever faced quarterback Geno Smith at Lumen